This is the NewsRamp Events Podcast. It's Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Donna Voss rides a wave of imagination with Gone Surfing. At the 2026 LA Times Festival of Books, Donna Voss showcased her book, Gone Surfing, at the 2026 LA Times Festival of Books. The story, inspired by global surf destinations and imagination, encourages readers to explore new places and cultures. Voss shared how painting led to storytelling, inspiring creativity and personal growth. Mainspring Books, a publishing and marketing company, aims to connect authors with audiences worldwide to expand the impact of literary works.
Ron Gordon Watch Repair announces new content focused on Omega Seamaster 300 and Watch Repair in NYC, New York, NYS. New York, NYS, Ron Gordon Watch Repair announces a new blog post focusing on Omega's longstanding partnership with the Olympics, highlighting the importance of precision and excellence in timing for athletes. The post explores Omega's history as the official timekeeper at the Olympics since 1932, showcasing the brand's commitment to innovation and accuracy. For more information, visit the website.
BioStem Technologies reports first quarter 2026 financial results. BioStem Technologies reported first quarter 2026 financial results with net revenue of $6.10 million. The company focused on hospital market opportunities, expanded sales force, and retired outstanding debt. BioStem plans to uplist to NASDAQ, expecting revenue of $25 to $29 million for 2026. Gross profit was $3.80 million, operating expenses totaled $12.60 million, and GAAP net loss was $8.80 million. Comedy Village brings live stand-up comedy in NYC to the 51st annual 9th Avenue International Food Festival in Times Square and Hell's Kitchen. Comedy Village, a prominent hub for live stand-up comedy in NYC, will host a special outdoor event at the 51st annual 9th Avenue Food Festival on May 17, 2026 at 3 p.m., National comedians like Brian Scott McFadden and PJ Landers will bring nonstop laughs to Times Square and Hell's Kitchen during one of NYC's largest street festivals. This unique fusion of food and comedy promises an unforgettable experience for festival attendees. Western Star Resources announces it will be attending key meetings in Washington and will be presenting at the Commodities Global Expo in Washington, D.C. Western Star Resources, Inc. announces President and CEO Blake Morgan will attend and present at the Commodities Global Expo in Washington, D.C. The conference, focused on commodities, mining, and energy sectors, will provide networking opportunities. The company will also hold key meetings in Washington discussing future development of its critical metal assets across North America.
Tavard Biosciences presents preclinical data showing complete dystrophin restoration and robust titin rescue with suppressor tRNA therapy at ACE-GCT 2026. Tavard Biosciences presents groundbreaking preclinical data at ACE-GCT 2026, showcasing complete dystrophin restoration and robust titin rescue with suppressor tRNA therapy. The company's next-generation soup tRNAs achieve full-length protein expression in mouse models of DMD and provide durable rescue in TTN-related cardiomyopathy. TTR's innovative tRNA platform offers hope for diverse genetic diseases, emphasizing precision and effectiveness in restoring native protein expression.
HRO Today announces 2026 CHRO of the Year Award winners. HRO Today announced the winners of the 2026 CHRO of the Year Awards at a gala in Philadelphia. Executives like Tina Campbell from Citizens First Bank and Joel Larson from Synopsys were recognized for their leadership in HR. The awards, open to leaders across industries, focus on areas like workforce transformation and diversity initiatives. For more information, visit the HRO Today website.
Asia Summit on Global Health and Hong Kong International Medical and Healthcare Fair concluded successfully. The Asia Summit on Global Health and Hong Kong International Medical and Healthcare Fair had successfully concluded, facilitating over 1,000 investment and business matching meetings. With a focus on AI applications, the events gathered participants from 43 countries and regions, fostering collaborations and connections in the healthcare industry. The summit featured over 90 global leaders sharing insights on healthcare innovation and AI applications.
Gabler Group AG invites to earnings call on unaudited Q126 results. Gabler Group AG, a developer and manufacturer of subsea technologies, will host an earnings call on 19 May 2026 to discuss unaudited Q1 2026 results. CEO David Schirm and CSO Ole Johansson will provide insights on business development. Registration for the call is open. Founded in 1962, Gabler is a key player in defense solutions, serving over 250 customers globally.
Game on for esports jobs. 65% globally demand more education and career pathways for pro gaming. A global study commissioned by Logitech G reveals that 65% of people worldwide support more education pathways in esports and gaming for aspiring professionals. Results from the Logitech G Pro Series survey show growing acceptance of professional gaming as a legitimate career path, with 54% of respondents globally believing so. However, there are generational and regional divides in attitudes towards esports careers.
Investor News breaks Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American ECAPA to present at LD Micro Invitational 116. Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American ECAPA will be presenting at the 16th annual LD Micro Invitational on May 18, 2026 at 1 p.m. PDT in Los Angeles. CEO Dr. John Yu will discuss the company's clinical program and partnerships. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News breaks Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp to participate in two May investor conferences. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp will participate in two investor conferences in May 2026, the RBC Capital Markets Global Healthcare Conference on May 29th in New York, and AGP's Annual Virtual Healthcare Conference on May 20th. The company's management team will be present at these events to discuss its latest developments and future plans.
BioStem Technologies to present at the 16th Annual LD Micro Invitational. BioStem Technologies, Inc. will present at the 16th Annual LD Micro Invitational in Los Angeles, CA, on May 18, 2026, at 1:30 p.m. ET. The company, known for its regenerative medicine products, will have its management team speak at the event. Interested parties can access the live and archived webcasts on the Investors section of BioStem's website. BranchOut Food Inc. announces first quarter 2026 earnings call and shareholder update. BranchOut Food Inc. will host a conference call on Thursday, May 14, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss its first quarter 2026 financial results and provide a corporate and shareholder update. The call will include prepared remarks from management and a Q&A session. Participants can dial in or access the call via webcast. For more information, visit BranchOut Food's website.
American Shared Hospital Services announces first quarter 2026 financial results conference call. American Shared Hospital Services, NYSE American, AMS will host a conference call on May 14th at 12 p.m. ET to discuss its first quarter 2026 financial results. The call will be accessible via phone or webcast. with a replay available until May 21st, 2026. American Shared Hospital Services is a leading provider of cancer treatment solutions in North and South America.
Tiny Gems breaks Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American KKP ASETS virtual annual meeting discloses going concern notice. Kairos Pharma NYSE American KPAAC American schedules a virtual annual meeting for June 29, 2026 at 9 a.m. PDT. The company also discloses a going concern notice in its 2025 annual report, as required by the NYSE American Company Guide. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
And that's one of the things you do now. Thank you for joining us. Today we have a new paper for many papers, and then we'll discuss the news ramp. What's the news ramp? Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. That's it for this episode of the News Ramp Events. As a reminder, News Ramp curates News Ramp. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com.